This is Mike Shaw from Impurity, and you're listening to Gainesville Metal.
This is Jeremy Caldwell from Impurity, and you're listening to Gainesville Metal.
All right, here I am again at my favorite hangout, the Backstage Lounge. I just got done watching a set by a band called Impurity, and it freaking blew me away. Incredibly awesome set of metal. All right, so as usual, I'm going to hand the mic off and let the guys introduce themselves and tell you what they do in the band, and we'll carry on from there.
My name is Damien, and I do vocals.
Jeremy Caldwell, guitars.
Mike Lindenmuth, guitars.
Mike Shaw, drums.
Awesome, thanks guys. So, are you in search of a bass player?
Yeah, well actually, we are just taking it a bit easy right now as far as sticking with the lineup we have. It's never really been too much of a problem for us to find musicians. But right now we're finishing up a full-length CD, our second full-length. So we're basically focusing on that and working on other things. The bassist is going to be added, and we have a few candidates, but for now, just taking it easy.
Cool. So one of you doing the bass for the CD?
Yeah, actually, we actually just tracked everything. Well, not just. It's been a while. It's been almost 2 years, a year and a half or so. We tracked bass down in Sefner, Florida at Diet of Worms Studios. Our buddy Punchy recorded pretty much everything we've ever put out. So we recorded all the instruments there, including bass. And Mike, before he was playing drums, was our bassist. And so he recorded a lot of bass tracks. He recorded all the bass tracks, but we might re-record the bass. It's just basically because we're doing everything at home. We have that option. We can, so we might. I'll let him answer that if he wants to chime in, but what's that? But anyway, yeah, so it's pending. But yeah, as far as an actual bassist goes, it's coming soon, I'm sure, but you know, we're not worried about it.
Right, got some auditions coming up.
Yeah, right.
Cool. So how long have you guys been a band? How did all this begin? Do you want to go back in time? I hear you guys so you haven't all been a band together for 14 years, but Impurity's been around for 14 years?
Yeah, actually, we formed officially when myself and Andrew Torkelson was the original drummer for Impurity. We moved in together into Gainesville, into a house in Gainesville, October 31st of 1998. Our lease started November 1st, so we moved in the night before. So luckily we got together on Halloween, or unluckily, I don't know. But yeah, that was the official formation date. And we've taken a couple of hiatuses along the way, especially around the CD release times when we finished up, you know, CD production and you know, focusing on our energies on that. You know, sometimes there have been some lineup problems in the past where cause us to take a break for a little while, but yeah, we've never really broken up. Yeah, exactly. We've never really broken up from, you know, and we've never really taken longer than about a year and a half, 2 year hiatus. So we're pushing it right now, but we're not. I guess we're not really on hiatus right now. We're still playing shows, but as far as writing music goes and getting together and practicing, you know, we're taking those energies right now and focusing it on finishing the CD. So.
So do you have any estimated time as to when the CD might be coming out?
I would love to say, but it would probably be a lie. Everybody here is laughing at me because, anyway, I've got a family, and that tends to put a hamper on things. But, yeah, that's the excuse I use, and hopefully everybody believes it, but that's what I want to stick with, so...
The family's real, right? He's not just making it up or anything?
Yeah, they're holograms, but hey, it's the future.
They're very realistic. Yeah, does anybody else, anything they want to pitch into the conversation? And like musical influences or... Yeah, why don't we do that? Like when you joined the band and how much fun you're having?
I originally joined the band in about 2002, early 2003. At the time, Damien was actually playing guitar also. I joined as a second guitarist, and that's pretty much my introduction into the band. I was playing some other bands before that. Later, we came across Mike and Mike here.
I found you guys on Facebook.
Anyways, Damien pretty much handles vocal duties now live, so we had to get another guitarist eventually. Our bass player here became our drummer. Several lineup changes, but we're happy with the lineup we have for now, though.
Now, am I right? You playing a 7-string guitar?
Yes, I've been playing nothing but 7 since, I would say, about 1998.
Very good, my friend. What is it? The first person I seen was a guy from Dream Theater, John Petrucci. Yeah, that was the first time I ever saw a 7-string guitar. So, I see Demon Metal on the back of the shirt. So is that the subgenre you guys are going with? I love the subgenre conversation. There's just so many of them. And
well, that basically originates from the lyrical concept of the band when it first started was, I guess you can say, basically focused on battles and, you know, mythology. So I was raised in the Hindu culture, so I knew all the stories, you know, the Eastern stories of all the great battles, and you know, basically it's mythology. Everybody learns Greek mythology and stuff in high school or whatever, and I was taught, you know, Hindu mythology. So, you know, I know all the stories about these demons with all these powers and stuff like that, and, you know, that's been the focus of the lyrics for the most part. It was battles and stuff like that. So I wouldn't call it a subgenre so much as just, you know, it's just a catchphrase on the back of a shirt. You know, it sounds cool. It's metal. Did we patent it yet? Yeah, we should. Demon metal. It probably exists. Do a Google search. I'm sure it's there.
I can't say I've seen demon metal and all the different subgenres I've seen flying by. And
Maybe we should agree to do it then. Right now.
All right, that's it. Don't nobody try and copyright it. It's already done. Right. Demon metal. So what kind of musical influences, what inspired you guys to become musicians, and what kind of stuff do you listen to when you're not playing?
We could probably go down the line here and everybody can chime in. This is an audio interview, so maybe I should say who I am before I start talking. Again, this is Damien. I started in this band. I started doing guitars and vocals, like I said, with this guy Andy, who used to be our drummer. And when I first started, I would say my biggest inspiration to begin playing music, to begin playing death metal, was probably Bolt Thrower, and Morbid Angel, and some of the other, you know, big name bands. So, you know, my influences as far as the music I was writing for the band back then had a huge range from Bolt Thrower to Dissection to, you know, Suffocation, Morbid Angel, Deicide. You know, there's some black metal influences that kind of peek through every once in a while, but, you know, we like to switch it up a little bit and mix a bunch of genres. I definitely have a big appreciation for the old school bands. So that's where I, you know, get my inspiration from. Pass it to Jeremy here.
Again, this is Jeremy. Probably similar influences, Damien here. Mostly, I would say old school death metal. Maybe a few black metal bands. Some of the European style, even. Even classical influences here and there. Probably started taking music lessons around the age of 10 and got into metal shortly after that. Again, old school bands, mostly the original ones from Florida, you know, Morbid Angel, Deicide, bands like that, Cannibal Corpse. And I just kind of stuck with it from there.
I started a little slower. I started off with Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses and gradually got heavier, Metallica, Slayer, and then Death, and just fell in love with it and kept playing it.
I listen to everything, pretty much, that they all said, including classical music like Bach and Mozart and stuff like that. And I like jazz, too. Like, I really like Guthrie Govan. He's cool. I like a lot of stuff. Look, tons of different stuff. Mr. Bungle. Yeah. Experimental.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. Well, we're whipping through all... Okay. Cool. Whoa. So, what else you guys got coming up here in the near future? Shows or anything?
Again, this is Damien. Do we have any shows booked right now?
No.
I don't know. I don't think we have anything solid right now. And based on tonight's events, I have a feeling that all the bands are going to drop out no matter what we do.
They were afraid.
Yeah, they were afraid to play with us. That's what it was. I haven't taken a shower in a while, so they knew that. And they were, yeah. But no, as far as plans go, Mike Shaw and I are working pretty hard on doing the mixing for the full length that's coming out. The last full length we had came out in 07. That was Of Lust and War. And we've had a few EPs, you know, in between and before that.
Where can I find that stuff?
Well, there's Nuclear Winter is a label in Greece that they originally released our five-song album, Unearthly Affinity, or EP, Unearthly Affinity. And then the full length was released by Butchered Records in New York, USA. Those were, I believe, one press run releases, but they may, I suppose they may have reprinted them. They're supposed to let us know. Yeah, right. They're supposed to. Can you really?
Yeah.
Both labels sell on eBay also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. So I don't know if I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they've sold out, but it's possible they're still floating around. But anyway, those were the label releases. Then we did a promo in 09 that we self-released. It was a sleeve package, three-song recording. This album, it's seven songs. There's going to be some, you know, instrumental stuff on it. And, you know, like I said, we're finishing up the work on it right now. We've got six of the seven tracks recorded as far as vocals go. And along the way, we've been doing most of the mixing work. So, you know, we're not following any kind of pattern. In fact, Mike and I have been teaching ourselves Steinberg's Cubase and working with that and some VSTi plugins. Don't know how common knowledge that is, but virtual instruments are just, you know, just add-ons basically for the mixing program. And We finished most of the mixing, actually. So once we record that last song on vocals, there's just going to be a little bit of stuff to do, like mastering, the final touches. We've got to do the instrumental stuff. But, you know, I would say realistically, probably within the next 6 months, I think it'll be done. And at that point, we're probably going to shop around for another label to release our stuff. We're open to whatever is out there. My personal preference has always been to go with somebody who is more into it for with their heart than their money. So I don't know. It's probably wiser as sort of a business to go with a label that's gonna really do a good job promoting us, put a lot of money into it and stuff. But I've always been into like the really underground style, like tape trading was when I first started listening to death metal and stuff. And that, you know, that always meant a lot more to me than, you know, the Uber advertisers or whatever you want to call them. But then again, I'm not going to say no to a large label, you know, if they're interested. So what we need to do some, touring, and that's probably like the next step of the band that the band's going to take after this CD is out. We are definitely going to reapproach everything, get on a songwriting schedule, get a tour together for sure. I don't know how long it'll be, but we're gonna move forward. Things are gonna, yeah, it's gonna kick into a higher gear for sure. I can say that. Yeah, if we're gonna stay together as a band, it's gonna get, you know, better and better.
Cool. Well, I'm going to hold you to it next year. I want to see the CD, and we'll get together again, and we'll do some kind of CD release thing. We can talk about it and the songs and play some of them. I appreciate it, guys, for sitting here, giving me a few minutes of your time. Until next time, keep it metal, everybody. This has been an interview with Impurity, and Thanks again.
This is Damien from Impurity, and if you're not listening to Gainesville Metal, you're listening to shit.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah.